वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we continue with our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. And today we are reading from the second canto, chapter 9, answers by citing the Lord's version, and today you're reading text
28.
Why we don't see you?
I'm sorry.
Others can turn off their videos.
Hare Krishna, 阿叔说呢，请大家奉献者们如果可以把你们的那个摄像头打开。
Close.
请大家把。
Can close. Okay. Good, I can see so many people. Haribo, many people. Lots of spaces. Hare Krishna. Okay. Kridasi. Amoga.
Sankalpa.
Kridasi Amoga Sankalpa.
Vidasi amoga sankalpa.
Urnanabir. Yata. Urnute.
Urnanabir yata urnute.
Tata.
Tadvishayam.
Dehi.
Dehi.
Tata tad vishayam dehi.
Tata tad vishayam dehi.
Manisham.
Manisham.
Mayi.
Mayi.
Madhava.
Madhava.
Manisham mahi madhava.
Manisham mahi madhava.
Kridasya moga sankalpa.
Vridasya moga sankalpa.
Unanabhir yato nute. Tata tad vishayam dehi. Manisham mai madhava. Okay, word for word. Kridasi.
您玩耍时
，Amoga，
不可能犯错的
，Sankalpa，
决心
，Unanabhi，
蜘蛛
，Yata，
就像
，Urnute，
遮盖
，Tata，
以便
，Tadvishayam。
Tadvishayam, 所有那些话题。
Dehi,
让我知道。
Manisham,
从哲学的角度。
Mayi,
像我。
Madhava,
一切能量的主人呐。
Okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由Srila Prabhupada提供。译文，一切能量的主人呐。请从哲学的角度告诉我有关这一切。您就像蜘蛛一样，用自己的能量，掩盖了自己。您的决心绝不动摇。要旨：至尊主不可思议的能量，使每一个创造元素都有它自己的能量，分别称为元素能量、知识能量、各种作用力和反作用力。至尊主的这些能量组合是 Brahma、Vishnu。Mahashwar、Shiva 等代理人可以在一定的时间内展示物质世界的创造、维系和毁灭。Brahma 负责创造， Vishnu 负责维系， Shiva 负责毁灭。 但是所有这些代理人和创造能量都是至尊主散发出来的，因此除了至尊主能说一个最高源头的所展现的丰富多彩的多样化以外，别无他物。就有关这一方面，蜘蛛和蜘蛛网的例子最恰当。蜘蛛网由蜘蛛制作，也由蜘蛛维护。蜘蛛平时用蜘蛛网遮盖自己，但只要愿意，就可以立刻把整张网收进它的体内。如果一只微不足道的小蜘蛛有如此的能力，可以按自己的意愿行事，那为什么至尊生物就不能够按照他的意愿创造、维系和毁灭整个宇宙展示呢？像 Brahma 那样的奉献者，或他的师徒传承中的奉献者，凭借至尊主的恩典，能够了解全能的人格守神在他不同的能量范围内永恒地从事他超然的娱乐活动。译文：一切能量的主人呐，请从哲学的角度告诉我有关这一切。您就像蜘蛛一样用自己的能量掩盖自己，您的决心绝不动摇。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnadebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Lord Brahma is questioning Krishna, questioning the Lord about the Lord's energies.
所以在这里呢，主 Brahma 他在向主 Krishna 询问关于主的能量的问题。
This is very important because by understanding a little bit about the Lord's energies, then we can gradually understand our real selves and then understand the Supreme Lord.
那这个其实是非常的重要的，因为如果我们要是能够理解一些关于主的能量的话呢，那我们就能够理解我们自己，而且呢也能够理解到主。
We cannot see the Lord.
因为我们看不到主。
Our senses are all covered by the material energy, so we cannot perceive the Lord.
因为我们的感官呢全部都被物质能量所遮盖了，所以我们没法感知到主。
But there is one thing we can perceive.
但是呢有一样东西我们是可以感知到的。
The Lord's energy.
就是主的能量。
Most particularly this material energy.
特别是这个物质能量。
And the Lord's energies are inconceivable.
而且主的能量呢是不可思议的。
We cannot try to understand by mental speculation.
但是呢我们是没有办法通过我们心智上的推敲去理解到的。
Srila Prabhupada said the scientists can count all the atoms of the world, but they will never understand completely this material energy.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，科学家他可以数这个世界的所有的这些原子，但是呢，他是完全没有办法，就他没有办法完全理解整个的这个物质能量的。
And this is just one energy of the Lord.
而这物质能量呢，只不过是主的其中的一个能量而已。
The Lord has multipotencies.
主呢，他是有多种多样的能力的。
But we divide them in three major categories.
但是呢，我们把主的这个能量呢，给分成三个主要的类别。
We have the spiritual energy.
那主呢？他有灵性的能量。
That act particularly in the spiritual realm.
那么这个灵性的能量呢？它主要是在灵性的氛围内所活动的能量。
And we have the material energy that we are very familiar with.
那然后我们也有这个我们非常熟悉的，就是我们也了解这个很熟悉的物质能量。
And then we have an energy that is in between both the spiritual and material energy.
然后还有一个能量呢，就是在物质能量和灵性能量之间的这个能量。
And that is us.
那这个能量就是我们。
We are also energy of the Lord.
所以说我们也是主的能量。
So because originally we belong to the spiritual energy of the Lord, but because we are very tiny fragments, we can be covered by the material energy of the Lord.
那其实总的来说呢，其实我们最原初也是灵性能量，但是呢，就是我们是非常小的这一个部分，所以呢，我们也可以被主的这个能量所覆盖。
Means our consciousness can be covered by material illusion.
那也就是说呢，我们的这个知觉是有可能被就是这个物质的虚幻给覆盖的，就被主的物质能量所遮盖。
So all the energies of the Lord, they act very perfectly.
那主的所有的这些能量呢，都是在非常完美的状态下在运作着。
There's nothing wrong, even in this material energy. There is nothing wrong.
即便是在物质能量的状态下，它也没有犯任何的错误。
Material energy is working according to Krishna's direction.
那所以说呢，这个物质能量它是在 Krishna 的指引之下在进行运作的。
Because he is the original source of everything.
因为呢 ，Krishna 他是万事万物的源泉。
Our bodies,
我们的身体
，our senses,
我们的感官
，our minds,
我们的心意
，the activities we perform,
以及我们所从事的各种各样的活动
，the stress, bodily stress we may have,
我们也许可能具有的身体上的一些力量
，or the mental power we may have,
或者说是我们的心智的力量
，all this.Krishna is the source of all this.
所有的这一切，所有的这一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。Krishna 是这个源泉。
So and you see the material energy is pervaded everywhere. We can perceive everywhere.
但是你也可以看到，这个主 Krishna 的物质能量它是无处不在的。就我们可以任何一个地方感受到它。
And Krishna helps us in the Bhagavad Gita how to perceive.His presence, even within the material energy.
而在国家放歌里呢 ，Krishna 他也帮助我们如何，即便是在这个物质能量中，如何去感知到他的各种各样的能量，感知到他。
We drink water every day.
比如说，我们每天都喝水。
Krishna says, "I am the taste in the water."
Krishna 说，我是水之甘味。
The flowers grow now, especially in the winter. They are very fragrant flowers, and these flowers are the fragrance of the earth.
还有呢，就是这个花会开，特别是现在冬天也会开一些，就是很有香气的这个花。那这个花呢，是泥土的芬芳。
And Krishna says, "I'm the fragrance of the earth."
那 Krishna 他说了，我是泥土之芬芳。
Most of the days you can see the sun rising in the sky.
大部分的时候呢，我们都可以看到太阳是挂在空中的。
Or at least you can benefit from the sunlight.
那至少呢，我们是能够从太阳光中获益的。
And Krishna says, "I'm the light of the sun and the moon."
那 Krishna 他说了，我是日月之光。
We especially in winter and now it's still in spring, it's still cold, this month is still cold, but Krishna is the heat in the fire, so we can feel warm in the presence of the fire.
那在冬天的时候是挺冷的，特别是今年，就是现在这三月份好像还挺凉的，但是呢我们可以感到Krishna， 就是我们可以感到取暖的火所产生的这个热量，那 Krishna 呢就是这个热量。
Or you may say, no, I don't use fire, I have electricity heater.
也许可能你会说我不会用火来取暖，我用的是电暖气。
But electricity is also a transformation of the sun.
但是呢这个电它其实也是从太阳转化而来的一种形式。
Yeah, it's because the sun is impregnating its rays in the water, then the water generates this electricity because the sun has impregnated its energy in the water. We can extract this energy.
那就是因为这个太阳呢，它是把它的这个能量注入到水里面，然后呢，再由水发出电的。
So simply by observing, being thoughtful, observing things around us, we can see that Krishna is actually presence, is the essence of everything.In this material energy, in this material nature.
对，如果我们要是仔细的、非常的、深思熟虑的去观察我们周遭所有的这一切的话，其实我们就可以看到 Krishna 他是完全的、将自己注入在、我们所生活在的这个物质能量之中的。
He is the active principle of everything we need for our maintenance.
那所以说呢，我们、为了要维系自己。所需要的一切里面全部都是由它所存在着的，所以它是这个主要的原因。
Yes, to say, okay, I don't see Krishna, how can I believe he exists? He exists, he's here through his energies.
那所以我们就说，如果我要是、看不到 Krishna, 那我怎么能够相信他的存在呢？但其实他是存在的，因为他是通过他的能量存在的。
His energies are manifest in the physical elements around us, is manifested in other living entities who have consciousness.
那它是存在于在我们身边的所有的这一切的元素之中的，而且呢也是存在于在我们身边的所生活的其他的生物体中的。
Yeah, the living entities. One second.The living entities perceive the material energy and the external energy, and they think that all these physical elements are meant for their enjoyment.
但是呢，就是这个生物体呢，它是能够感知到外在的这些能量。然后呢，他就觉得所有的这些物质的这些元素，就是实际存在这些元素是为了他自己的享受而存在的。
But actually, neither the material energy is independent, or the marginal the living entities, they are also not independent.
但事实上呢，就是没有任何一个物质的元素，以及没有任何一个。就是处于想象中的这些生物体，他们是处于独立的状态的。
And we already said, mentioned last time, an energy cannot be an enjoyer.
而且我们在上一讲课里面已经提到了，一个能量它是不可能成为享受者的。
Energy is meant to be enjoyed by the energetic.
那因为这个能量呢，它存在的意义就是为了要被这个能量的主体去享受。
So.Material energy and us, we are both energies of the Lord. We are meant for the enjoyment of the Lord.
所以说呢，就是这个能量，energy and
material energy and us, the living entities, we are all energies of the Lord. We are meant for the Lord's pleasure.
Okay, 所以说呢，就是无论是这个物质能量也好，还是就是我们这个生物体也好，其实都是主的能量。那所以我们存在的目的呢，都是为了要让主来享受的。
But we have to be very careful, because when you think that the Lord is expended in so many energies and is the original cause of all energy, you should not think that the Lord himself is expended in many different ways in these energies.
但是呢，我们要非常的小心，因为当我们在想到主他把自己扩展，然后呢存在在各种各样的这些能量和元素之中，那然后我们就会认为他把自就是主把自己给分散了，分散到所有的这些不同的东西里面了，我们不能这么想。
This is what the Mayavadi think, that we are all one. It's all energies and the origin is all one. The one supreme as manifest in many energies, so all the energies actually constitute this one.
那这就是 Mayavadi 的这个想法，他就说呢，就是这个至尊他把自己给扩展出了很多的这个分散出来的这个能量，然后呢使得所有的这些分散的能量呢组成了这最终的这合一的整体。
But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, all beings are in me, but I am not in them.
但是呢 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面讲得很清楚，他说万事万物都在我之中，可是我却不在他们之中。
Everything rests upon Krishna.
所以呢，所有的一切全部都栖息在 Krishna 身上的。
Everything is an expansion of his energies.
那所有的一切都是 Krishna 的能量的扩展。
That does not mean that everything is worshipable as he is himself.
但是这并不意味着所有的这一切都像他本人那样应该被崇拜。
Okay, material expansion, material energy is temporary.
好，那这么说，这个物质能量它是短暂的。
But the Lord is not temporary.
但是主并不是短暂的。
The living entities are parts and parcels. We living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord.
那我们这些生物体是主的不可分割的一部分。
But we are not the Lord Himself.
但是我们并不是主本人。
The living entities in this material world, they are not inconceivable.
那么在这个物质世界的这些生物体呢，并不是不可思议的。
But the Lord is inconceivable.
但是主是不可思议的。
So these are very striking differences.
那所以说呢，这是非常的不一样的区别。
So this idea, be very attentive. This idea, this theory of thinking that the Lord's energies, because they are expansions from the Lord, then they are as good as the Lord. This is a mistake.
所以请大家在这儿一定要注意聆听哈。就是如果要是觉得从主那里所扩展出来的能量和主是一样好的状态的，那这个想法是错误的。
You have the Bhagavad Gita with you? Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, chapter 9, text 4.
那我们现在来看一下圣典乔家梵歌的第九章的第四十节。I read it?
Yeah, I read the Sanskrit. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavashtitaha. You can read the translation.
这是第九章的第四十节哈。我以不展示的形象遍布整个宇宙，众生都在我之中，我却不在他们中。
It's because.The material energies are manifested from the Lord, but everything is in Him, but does not mean He's in everything personally.
所以说呢，这个因为这个物质能量是来自于主的，那所以说呢，所有的这一切都是在他之中，但是并不意味着他在所有之中。
So that's why, even though He's all pervading, everywhere present.We cannot conceive him with our material senses. We cannot perceive with our material senses.
那所以就为什么他是无处不在的，他是遍存万有的，但是我们却没有办法用我们的物质的感官去感知到他。
We cannot see him.
我们看不到他。
But everything is resting in him.
但是呢，所有的一切其实全部都是栖息于他，栖息于他的。
Because all this material coming cosmic manifestation.It's just a combination of these two different energies, the superior spiritual energy and the inferior material energy.
因为呢，这整个的宇宙展示其实全部都是由它的两个能量构成，就是由它的物质能量和它的灵性能量构成。
Like the sunshine is spread all over the universe.
比如说像太阳光呢是洒满了整个宇宙的。
But the sun is there, localized in one place.
但是呢，太阳本身却就在一个地方，它是就待在它那一个地方的。
So the energy of the Lord is also spread all over the creation.
那所以说呢，这个主的能量它也是发散到它整个的创造中的。
And everything that exists is resting in that energy of the Lord.
那所有存在的一切呢，全部都栖息在主的这个能量之中。
But you should be very careful to not come to the conclusion because the Lord is spread all over, then he has lost his personal existence.
但是所以呢，我们一定要非常的小心，理解到这一点，就是不能说主他的能量覆盖了所有的一切，所以说呢，他就失去了他原本的那个主体性。
That's why he say, I am everywhere, and everything is in me.
那所以说为什么他会说我无处不在，而且一切都在我之中。
But still I am aloof.
但是呢，我却超然于这一切。
So this is the inconceivable nature of the Lord.
那所以说呢，这就是主的不可思议的本性。
And Srila Prabhupada gives a very beautiful example of the spider.
那然后Srila Prabhupada呢，就给我们举了关于蜘蛛的这个非常美的例子。
The spider creates its web.
蜘蛛呢，编织出它的蜘蛛网。
And the web is maintained by the spider.
而这个蜘蛛网呢，它也是由蜘蛛来维护的。
But when the spider wants, she can resolve all this web within itself.
就是如果要是蜘蛛要想的话呢，它就会把整个这个网子收回它自己的体内。
It's an amazing creature.
所以说呢，蜘蛛是一挺不可思议的一种动物。
Very powerful.
非常的有力量。
Because it creates a web, and any other insect who falls in that web is caught.
因为呢，因为它织出了这张网，所以呢，任何一个撞到这只网里的昆虫都会一命呜呼了，那就会被抓住了。
Yeah. If you have the opportunity, I guess you all had the opportunity to watch.A spider and its web. The web is very beautiful constructed. It's very, very symmetric, really very beautiful constructed.
我想大家可能应该都见过蜘蛛所编出来的这只网。这网呢是非常对称的，非常美的。
And where this web comes from?
但这网是从哪来的呢？
She doesn't take, the spider doesn't take from elsewhere. It's coming from within itself.
这个网并不是从别的什么地方给编起来的，这个网是从它自己的身体里的给编出来的。
Is the spider saliva?
它是来自于蜘蛛自己的唾液。
And it can create a very intricate web.
所以呢，它可以用它的唾液来创造出一个非常的复杂的，编出一个非常复杂的网。
So the Lord also, from Himself, He creates this very wonderful material, cosmic material creation.
那所以说呢，主也是如此，他用他自己的体内的这个能量来编织出了这么一个非常曼妙的物质创造。
And if you notice carefully the spider and the spider web, any insect that falls in that spider web, it becomes entangled.
那然后你要是能够观察的话呢，就可以看到任何一个跌入到这个蜘蛛网里面的昆虫或者虫子，它都会被困在里面。
Become totally entangled. The more they try to move, the more entangled they become.
它就会变得完全让自己被捆在里面。它越是挣扎，它就越会被束缚在里面。
But you, if you notice, if the spider has little children, little spiders, the little spiders run all over the spider web and they are never caught.
但是呢，你注意到就是这些小蜘蛛，就是蜘蛛宝宝们，他们其实就可以在这个蜘蛛网上随意的跑，但是呢，就不会被把自己困在这个蜘蛛网里面。
Because they know how to navigate within this web.
因为他们知道怎么在这个蜘蛛网里面进行穿行。
Because they have a quality similar to the mother spider.
因为他们和他们的母亲具有同样的资格，具有同样的品质。
They have the same nature.
也就是说，他们具有同样的这种本性。
So the same way, we living entities within this material energy, if we have developed the same consciousness, the same nature as the Lord, then we can navigate within this material world and not be any problem. It will be a place to make our devotion increase, blossom, and we can even develop love of Krishna within this material existence. This material energy.
同样，因为我们呢和至尊主具有同样的这种品性，同样的性质，所以说呢，我们也可以有可能不让自己深陷在这个物质的存在之中，而会在这个物质存在中，由于了解如何去进行穿行，所以说呢，就可以很自由自在的让自己的这个奉爱的服务之花自由的绽放。
We just need to have the same nature, means the same interests as the Lord.
但是我们需要的呢，是具有和主同样的性质。
And material energy will not be an entanglement.
如果是这样的话呢，这物质能量它就不会把我们捆缚在里面。
Means we can become free from the influence of material energy while within the material energy.
这也就意味着使我们虽然身在物质能量之中，但是呢，却能够摆脱物质能量对我们的捆缚。
And this is what Krishna is saying about himself. I am everywhere. Everything is in me, but I am aloof.
这就是 Krishna 描述他自己的状态，就是我呢是无处不在，所有的一切都在我之中，但是呢，我却超越一切之上。
Is here, it can move in the material world and is not affected by the material energy.
那它可以在物质世界里面活动，但是呢，它却摆脱了物质能量的束缚。
One good example to illustrate how the Lord is everywhere and everything is in Him and yet is still aloof is the example of a king.
那我们可以给大家举一个例子，就是如何能够感受到主他是无处不在的。但是呢，他又不会深陷其中，他是这个超离这一切之外的。那么就是国王的例子。
The king is the head of the government.
但这个国王呢，他是政府之首。
And the government itself is just a manifestation of the king's energy.
那么这个政府本身呢，它其实只不过就是用国王的能量在进行着活动而已。
Yeah. All the different governmental departments, ministers, they are all energies of the king.
所有的这些政府部门，所有的这些大臣领导，他们其实不过就是国王的能量而已。
And all these departments, all these ministries, they are resting on the king's power. The king is the leader.
那所有的这些大臣们领导们，他们其实全部都是栖息在国王的权力之上的。那么国王呢，是所有的领导。
So the government is a manifestation of the king's energies.
那所以说呢，这些政府部门是国王的能量的展现。
And everything is resting on the king's power.
那所有的这一切呢，全部都栖息在国王的权力里。
But we cannot expect that the king will be present in every department of the government.
但是呢，我们可不能够期待巴望着国王本人会出现在每一个政府部门。
Similarly, everything that we see, everything that exists, both in the material world and spiritual world,Everything is resting on the energy of the Supreme Lord, but does not mean that He needs to be personal everywhere.
那所以说，我们其实所看到的这一切，无论是在物质世界还是在灵性世界，所有的一切全部都是栖息在主的能量之中的。但是，并不意味着主他就会亲自的出现在每一个地方。
So we could say Krishna is simultaneously connected.Because everything is connected and not connected with this material energy.
那所以说呢，我们就可以说， Krishna 他是同时与这个物质能量连接在一起，但是同时又是和这个物质能量断联的状态。
Material energy rests on his energy, material world rests on his energy, but he's aloof.
这物质世界呢是栖息在他的能量之上，能量里的，但是呢 Krishna 自己本人呢却是超然的。
Krishna is the source of this material world.
那 Krishna 呢是这个物质世界的源泉。
He is the one who maintains this material world.
他是那个维系这个物质世界的人。
But it does not associate directly with this material world.
但是呢，他却没有直接的和这个物质世界交往。
Means Krishna is free from material nature.
那也就意味着 Krishna 他是摆脱了物质的本性的，物质的性质的。
Like the spider is free from its web, even though its web is coming from it and is maintained by it.
那就比如说这个蜘蛛。蜘蛛呢，它是不受它的蜘蛛网的束缚的。虽然说这个蜘蛛网是由它编出来的，而且也是由它来维系的。
But material nature is not free from the Lord.
但是呢，物质能量却没有摆脱主。
So the Lord is free from material nature, but material nature is not free from Him, from the Lord.
所以说呢，主他是摆脱了物质能量对他的束缚的，但是物质能量却没有和主分离而在。
So it may be a little, sometimes a little confusing, but with the help of these examples, we should try to understand this inconceivable potency of Krishna.
就有的时候呢，听起来好像就挺复杂，不太容易理解。但是，急着沙沙发所给我们举的这些例子，我们应该努力的去理解主 Krishna 的能量。
Everything rests on him, but he is still aloof from everything.
就是应该试着去理解主 Krishna 的这个能量的不可思议性，就是一切都是栖息于他之上的，但是呢，他却出离于所有这一切。
And this knowledge is very important to stimulate our reverence.Our awe and reverence for the Lord, and then from that developing our devotion to the Lord.
那这个知识呢，其实是非常重要的，因为有了这样的知识，我们才能够对主升起敬畏之情。那么在这种敬畏之情下，我们才有可能培养出对主的奉爱之情。
So the energies of the Lord are simultaneously existing.And this is how we understand that Lords and these energies are simultaneously existing.
那我们能理解到的就是主的这个能量它是同时在存在着的。
The Lord and his energies are simultaneously existing.
主和他的能量是同时存在的。
Even though he is everything, he does not need to be present personally in everything.
那虽然说呢它存在于万事之中，但是并不意味着它需要本人亲自的存在于万事之中。
So that's why we worship Krishna. We don't worship his energies.
那所以为什么我们会崇拜 Krishna？ 我们并不是崇拜的是 Krishna 的能量。
But Krishna can also be present. He can be present personally in one of his energies if he chooses.
但是如果是 Krishna 他要是选择的话呢，他也可以亲自的存在于他的能量里。
Okay, this is very important because we all, most of us, we have deities, we worship deities.
那这个也是非常重要需要理解的一点，因为我们大部分的奉献者呢在崇拜我们的神像。
So when you worship our deities at home or in the temple, the deities appear like stone or wood.
那比如说我们无论是在庙里或者是在家里面崇拜神像的时候呢，这神像它展现出来的好像是用石头，它展现出来好像是石头或者是木头。
That's what we see.
那这是我们所看到的。
That's what we see when we are worshipping our deities. We are seeing stone or wood.
就是当我们在崇拜我们的神像的时候呢，我们所看到的是石头或者是木头。
This is what we see with our material eyes. This is what we experience by our touch.
那么这个是我们用我们的物质的眼睛所看到的，以及用我们的物质的感官去感受到的。
But the Lord has no material form.
但是主他并没有物质的形象。
He's not a stone. He's not wood.
那主呢？他也不是一块石头，他也不是一块木头。
But we know that the stone and the wood are none different from him because of his energies.
但是我们知道呢，石头也好，木头也罢，其实和主之间是没有区别的，因为这些都是主的能量。
So when you worship the stone or wood in that particular form, the Lord, particular form of the Lord in stone and wood, we get no reason. When you worship any stone or wood, you don't get any result, do you?
Yeah, 比如说我们要是去崇拜任何一块石头或者是任何一块木头的话，我们其实不会因为崇拜这块石头或木头得益，对不对？
But when the stone, that wood or stone is used to represent the original form of the Lord, then when you worship the deity, we can get incredible result.
但是如果要是这块石头或者这块木头把它给做成了主的形象，这个神像的形象，然后呢，我们在崇拜主的这个由木头和石头来雕成的这个神像的这个形象的时候，我们就会通过这个崇拜而大获其益。
Because the Lord accepts to take this form of wood or stone, we don't perceive it anymore as wood and stone. We understand this is the original form of the Lord and worship Him, we offer obeisance to Him, we offer praise to Him, offer food to Him, we sing for Him, we dress Him, we bathe Him, and we feel attached to Him.
因为当主他就是存在于这块石头或这块木头，然后以这样的这个形象存在的时候，那我们来崇拜主的这样的这个形象，那我们就觉得它就不再是一块普通的木头和石头了，然后我们就会崇拜它，然后我们会为它穿衣服，然后呢为它做铺展，然后为它献上这个食物，然后为它歌唱，为它跳舞，然后我们会对它产生依恋之情。
So many people criticize us. Oh, but you are worshipping stone and wood.
但是所以呢，有很多人其实会批评我们说，可是你们不就是在崇拜一块石头或者一块木头吗？
But the devotee knows that this is not stone or wood. This is Krishna's energies. This is Krishna himself who have manifest in his own energy.
那么但是奉献者却知道这并不是一块石头或者一块木头，这是 Krishna 本人，是他通过他的这个能量显现出来的。
If somebody gives us a piece of stone and tells us to worship that, we are not going to worship that.
那如果是某人给了咱们一块石头，然后让咱们来崇拜这块石头，那我们肯定是不会这么做的。
Or somebody confessionates any form with a stone and saying that this is God, we are not going to worship that. That is called idolatry.
那如果是有人就说，那么这是一块石头，你把它当成神来崇拜吧，那我们也不会这么做的，因为这只不过是一个偶像崇拜而已。
Like many people worship idols, they confessionate some form and they say this is God.
就是比如说某人他随便弄出一个形象，然后呢就来崇拜这个形象，那这个被称为叫偶像崇拜。
There's no result.
那这样的偶像崇拜是不会有任何的结果的。
You worship that form and you get absolutely no result.
那如果你要是去崇拜这样一个形象的话，是不可能从中得到任何的益处的。
You may say, well, but it looks like the form the devotees have. They also have two arms, two legs, and eyes, and mouth, and why they are worshipping that, they are feeling very blissful. And I'm worshipping here, I'm not getting anything.
但为什么你会说，哎呀，那问题是，就是这个形象跟你们崇拜的那个神像的形象是一样的，也有眼睛，也有鼻子，也有嘴，然后呢，也有两只胳膊，也有整个这个形象，有腿。那为什么你们崇拜完了以后呢，就会得到那么多的极乐之情？可是我崇拜了以后，为什么就没有任何的感觉呢？崇拜这个形象。
Because the form we are worshiped, even though it's made of the same material elements, is authorized, and Krishna accepts that form and is present personally with all his opulences in that particular form to worship, to receive the worship of his devotees.
因为我们所崇拜的这个神像呢，它是被授权了的，是主 Krishna 把他所有的这些赋予，他的所有的能量全部都注入在了这个神像的这个形象里面，然后由奉献者来崇拜的。
Like the mailbox, the public mailbox.
那就比如说外面的这个邮箱、邮筒。
You still have in China, no? The public mailbox.
Probably.
Less and less.
Yes.
But before we used to have these public, no, green boxes, public post office boxes. And we could go there with our letters with a stamp and you put there, and that letter would reach many thousands of kilometers away because that was the process.
就是外面这个寄信的这个邮筒。
This is in a previous age.What happened in the previous age?
对，就是我们现在这个邮筒已经用的越来越少了。就是在之前哈，就是还会用这个邮筒来寄信。我们要是把一封信上面盖了这个邮戳之后呢，把它投到这个信箱里面，然后呢，这封信就能够被送到千里之外的地方。
Most of you, I'm sure, you have used this post office boxes.
那我相信，在听歌的大部分的奉献者还是用过邮箱的，就是。
They were made of metal.
那这个邮箱呢是用铁造的这么一个盒子。
So the post. Imagine if I live in a particular area.And the post box is quite a distance. So every time I have to walk quite a distance to put the letter in that mailbox, so my letter goes to the recipient.
那想象一下啊，就是我住在一个地方，那然后我要去发信的这个邮筒呢是在挺远的一个地方，所以每次我要想发信，我就得大老远的走到那个地方去发这封信。
So in order to facilitate.My life, I make one post office box, like the same, exactly like the same, paint the same color and put at the doorstep, my doorsteps.
那我为了要让自个儿稍微省事儿点呢，别走那么老远了，所以说呢，我就给自己专门做了一个跟外边那个邮箱那个邮筒一模一样的一个邮筒，然后我也把它刷上同样的这个颜色，把它造成同样的样子，然后就把它安在我们家门口。
They look the same. They look exactly the same as the other one out there, out in the street.
和那个就是要走挺远的那个地方的那个邮筒长得是一模一样。
Wow! Now I just walk out of my door and put the letters in the box.
那现在呢，我可省事了。我只要一出门，然后呢，就把我这封信就塞在了我做的这个邮筒里面。
But then After some time, say, why people don't reply to my letters? You know, I've written so many letters to my friends and family members, and already more than a month I have not received any answer. Why they don't reply?
但过了一月之后呢，我就开始琢磨了，哎，我给我的朋友、给我的家人写了这么多封信，怎么这么长时间了，他们都不给我回信呢？
So I keep writing and sending letters.
那所以我就一直不断的写呀，不断的发我的信。
Until I start noticing that it's difficult to put my letter inside the box.
然后后来呢，我就会发现，我就已经这个我这个邮筒已经塞满了，我都已经没有办法再把我的这个信再继续往里头塞进去了。
So what happened?
发生了什么呢
？What happened is all the letters I put there, they are all still there.
那发生了什么呢？就是我往这个信筒里面投的所有的信，依然还在这个信筒里面。
Wow, what big quantities of letters! When I opened all books, so all the letters have been there, stuck there inside.
哎呀，我的天哪！当我把这个邮筒打开以后呢，就发现这里面全都是我之前写的那些老的信件，全都在。
Why the letters didn't go like it was? They were going from the other box.
为什么这信没有被送出去呢？怎么就不像这个信被投在其他的那个信筒里面被送出去了呢
？Because this box is not authorized.
因为这个邮箱是没有被授权的邮箱。
So there is no result. The letters don't go anywhere. The government don't take the letters, don't send the letters. It just stays there. Does not represent the post office.
那么所以说呢，因为这个信箱、这个信筒它和邮局没有连在一起，所以说呢，这个政府的这个工作人员呢也不会上这个地方来取这些信，所以呢，这些信呢也就没有办法被送到任何一个地方。
So the same way, if you worship stone and wood in a form that is authorized by the Lord through the paramparas, through the scriptures, then we can worship that form of the Lord and is not worship of stone or wood.
所以说，如果我们要是崇拜的一个主的这个形象，它是由我们的 paramparas使徒传系所授权了的这个神像的形象的话。 那么你就不是在崇拜一个简单的石头了。So
if we said that all the energies are coming from the Lord, all the energies are in the Lord, but the Lord is aloof from His energies. But if He wants to accept the service of His dear devotee, the Lord can manifest in a particular material energy in order to receive the loving service of His devotee.
那我们刚才说了，就是所有的这一切呢，都来自于主，一切都来自于主的能量。但是主呢，他自己本身他又不会让自己，这个陷于这个某一个这个事物之中。但是如果主他要是愿意的话呢，他会进入到这个物质的这个事物里面，然后从而呢，能够让你去崇拜他。
So this is the inconceivable. Simultaneously one and different. The Lord is simultaneously one and different from His energies.
那么所以说呢，这就是主的不可思议的既一又一的这个原则，就是主他和他的能量是同一的。
He's aloof from His material energy, but if He wants, He can use material energy to be present personally and works accept the loving service of His devotees.
就是主呢，他是超越于他的物质能量的，但是他如果要是愿意的话呢，他也可以通过他的就是进入到他这个物质能量里面，然后呢让你去崇拜他。So
by understanding how the material energies are connected with the Lord, are emanating from the Lord. And they are a manifestation of the Lord. We can gradually develop awe and reverence and devotion for the Lord.
那所以说，我们如果要是理解了，就是这个物质能量如何和主相连，并且如何是源于主的话，那我们就能够培养出这种对主的敬畏的这种心情去崇拜他。
Like the Lord is one. And everything else is just manifestation of His energies that come from Him. The Lord is one. The Supreme Truth is one.
那就比如说主呢，只是一，就是这个至尊的真实，正是至尊的真理，就只有一。那么所有的一切呢，全部都来自于他的能量。So
in one sense, everything is one.
那所以说，从某种意义上来说呢，所有的一切都是一。
But at the same time, it's different.
但与此同时呢，又是不一样的。And
that we have seen during this explanation.
那所以这个是我们在刚才的解释中呢就讲了。So
the way for us to become free from this grip of material energy and get closer to the Lord is also one without the second. It's also one and different.
那就是让我们来摆脱主的物质能量的束缚，然后呢，去和主变得更亲近。那这也是和同一的又是不一样的。
The only way to see the sun is by the help of the sunlight.
因为我们。 想要见到太阳的唯一的方式是在太阳光的帮助下才能够见到太阳。If you don't
have the sunlight, you cannot see the sun.
因为如果要是没有太阳光的话，你是没有办法看到太阳的。
So that also the way to see the Supreme Lord is through his energies.
那所以说呢, 如果我们要是想看到至尊主的话呢, 也是需要通过至尊主的能量来看到他的。
So we should not always, we always material energy, oh, this is Maya, this is Maya. No, material energy is Krishna's energy, and we can perceive Krishna through his, we need actually the material energy in order to perceive Krishna's presence. Right now we need.
所以说我们不能说这个物质能量它是玛雅，它是玛雅， 但其实呢，在此时我们实际上是需要 通过主的物质能量， 因为主的物质能量也是他的能量， 通过主的物质能量来看到他的。
So what is Maya is me identifying with this material nature and thinking I am a product of this material nature, or think that I am the controller and the enjoyer of this material nature. This is what is Maya.
那Maya是什么意思呢？ Maya就是通过这个物质能量， 我觉得我是这个物质能量的产物， 或者说我觉得我是这个物质创造的享受者。 如果要是有这样的认知的话， 这是意味着我是处在Maya里。
But if you understand that Krishna is actually the owner of all energies, everything is coming from him, is the controller of everything, and is the enjoyer of everything, then our lives totally change.
但是如果我们要是能够知道主 Krishna 他是这个能量的控制者， 一切都是来自于他的， 而且呢他也是这个 一切的享受者的时候， 那这会儿我们就发生了一切的天翻覆地的变化了。
So again, let's just recapitulate. First, there is spiritual energy.
OK的，我们现在从说这样， 就是首先呢是灵性的能量。
These are the three principal energies of the Lord.
那主呢，它有三个主要的能量。
Spiritual energies, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss.
那这个灵性能量呢，它是永恒的，充满了极乐的，以及充满了知识的。
And then there is material energy.
然后呢，就是物质能量。
It's temporary.
物质能量呢，是短暂的，临时的。
Full of ignorance.
而且呢，是充满了愚昧的。
Full of distress.
是充满了痛苦的，沮丧的。
And between the spiritual energy and the material energy,
然后呢，在这物质能量和灵性能量之间，
there is ourselves, the living entities.
是我们是生物体。
We emanate also from Krishna.
那我们呢，也是来自于Krishna的。
So our situation is that when we come in contact with the material energy, or you can come in contact with the spiritual energy according to the choice we make.
那所以说呢，我们可以根据我们所做出的这个选择，我们可以 去接触灵性能量或者是物质能量。
Even now, you can make this choice.
即便是在现在，你也可以去做出这样的选择。
Either I try to enjoy this material nature and try to use it for my satisfaction.
那或者呢，就是我要为了我自己的这个满足而去运用这个能量。
And then what happens? I become controlled by this material energy. It's like the insects who follow in a spider web.
那我要去享受这个能量，那会发生什么呢？也就意味着我就会被这个物质能量所控制，就好像是这个掉到蜘蛛网里面的昆虫一样。
And then my life becomes very uncomfortable.
这样的话，我的生活就会变得非常的不舒服，不爽。
I experience disease, I experience old age, I experience death.
那我就会经历疾病，经历年迈，经历死亡。
But if we understand that we belong to the spiritual energy of the Lord, and you want to be connected with the spiritual energy of the Lord, then we become aloof from the control of material energy.
但是呢，如果你要是明白这个主 Krishna 他的这个灵性能量的话，然后呢，你和这个主的灵性能量去相连接的话，那我们就会摆脱这个主的物质能量的束缚。
Means we develop the same nature, the same interests as the spiritual Lord.
那也就意味着我们就培养出了和主的同样的本性，以及和主同样的兴趣。
Then we experience eternal existence and bliss.
那然后呢，我们就能够体验到同样的永恒极乐。
Like we are using sound, sound vibration is a material energy.
那比如说我们在用声音，那么这个声音的震动呢，它是物质的能量。
But when we vibrate the sound of the Ma Mantra Hare Krishna,
但是呢，当我们发出 Hare Krishna 的音震的时候，
then the result is different.
那这会儿的这个结果就不一样了。
We use the same process. We vibrate our tongue.
那这会儿呢，我们其实我们用做的事情是一样的，我们在弹动我们的舌头。
And we hear with our ears.
我们用我们的耳朵来听。
But because the Lord has chosen to be personally present in the Maha Mantra, we become purified, means we come in contact with the spiritual energy of the Lord and we start experience more and more happiness within ourselves.
但是呢，因为主他选择了要处在我们所唱的这个圣名里面，那这样的话呢，就会使得我们的内心发生了净化，然后当我们在念诵这个圣名的时候，也就意味着我们和主有了这个直接的连接，使得我们就会变得越来越快乐。
If you worship the authorized form of the Lord in a deity form, our hearts become changed, we become happier, and you develop love for Krishna.
那如果我们要是去崇拜被授权了的主的神像的这个形象的话，那我们的这个内心就会发生变化，我们就会变得净化，我们也会变得更加的快乐，然后呢，会产生出对 Krishna 的爱。
Many people worship demigods.
那有很多人都会崇拜半神人。
Because demigods provide them with their material necessities.
因为半神人们呢，会为他们提供他们的物质生活所需。
If they worship the demigods with the understanding that the demigods are the Supreme Lord's agents.
但是呢，他们在崇拜半神。
If they worship the Lord, the demigods, knowing that the demigods are the Lord's representatives, are the Lord's energies.
但是如果他们要是崇拜神的话，因为就是他们如果崇拜主的话，那这些半神。
No. If they worship the demigods, knowing the demigods are the Lord's agents.
Yeah. This is what I'm going to say for the first time. But then, okay. 但是如果他们要是崇拜半神人的时候，知道半神人是主的代理，
then that worship is accepted.
那么这会儿的这个崇拜呢，就是被接受的。
Because they see the demigods as representatives of Krishna, the energies of the Lord.
因为他们这会儿，因为他们看到的这些半神人们是主的代表，是主的能量。
And they are authorized representatives in material management.
那所以，因为他们是在这个物质的管理的这个状况下，是被授权了的，在做这件事情。
So in the beginning, their worship is not same as devoted to Krishna, but eventually they can become devotees of Krishna because they see the connection between the demigods and the Supreme Lord.
那么，但是就是因为他看到了半神人和至尊主之间的这种连接，所以使得也许可能在最开始崇拜这个半神人的时候呢，他和崇拜主所产生的这个效力是不一样的，但是最终呢，他其实是会得到和崇拜主同样的这个效力的。
But they, if they want to worship the demigods, thinking that they are separate gods, then that worship is not authorized and does not give any spiritual result.
但是如果他要是在崇拜半神人的时候，认为半神人和主 Krishna 是没有任何连接的话，那么这样的这个崇拜呢是不被授权的，而且呢他也不会从这样的崇拜中得到任何的益处。
Lord Krishna is like the king.
主 Krishna 就好像是国王。
And the demigods are like his ministers.
那么这个半神人们呢就好像是他的大臣们。
The minister, the demigods, they may have their thrones, their kingdoms, and they manage some state affairs, but they are not independent.
那么就是这些就这些大臣们有他们的办事机构，然后甚至于他们可能有自己的王座，但是呢，他们是不独立的。
The powers of the minister are coming from the king.
就是这些大臣们他们的这个权力是来自于国王的。
So worshipping the demigods, knowing that they are representatives, you know, administrative representatives of the Lord, is okay.It's not the same as pure devotional service, but it's okay, and gradually they can become devotees of the Lord.
那所以说呢，如果是崇拜半神人，而且知道这个半神人呢是主的能量，而且是主的代表，是主的大神，以这样的方式去崇拜的话呢是没有问题的。虽然说可能并不像崇拜主，直接崇拜主 Krishna 那样来的纯粹，但是最终呢，通过这样的崇拜，他们也是有可能成为主的奉献者的。
I'm mentioning this because in this part of the world, many people worship demigods.
那我之所以会提到这一点呢，是由于在世界的这一个地方，有很多人都会在崇拜半神人。
They might be authorized or not authorized demigods, but they worship some demigods. Means they understand that they are in control, they have powers, and they worship them for some material benefit.
那然后呢，他们在崇拜的这些半神人，因为他们知道这个半神人实际上是有些力量的，然后有些控制的，然后他们崇拜这些半神人是为了得到一些益处。
So we can tell them, yeah, you can worship the demigod, but understand the demigod is just a minister. There is the king, the supreme person who is giving powers to your demigods to give you this material benefits.
那所以说呢，就是当我们见到这样崇拜半神人的这些人的时候呢，我们会跟他们讲，就是你可以去崇拜他们，但是呢，其实有一个更至尊的权利在那。如果你要是去崇拜那个至尊的权利的话呢，他可以给你至尊的益处。
So if they worship that particular demigod, but no, oh, is the representative of Krishna. My friend told me.Krishna is the real God, and this is just a representative. They are demigods. Then, okay, then that person gradually will become attracted to know Krishna, will become more interested in knowing Krishna, because by worshipping his representatives, he's already getting some material benefits. Why not try to find out how to worship the king, the original person?
然后就这些人，当他在崇拜他所崇拜的这个半神人的时候，就会想到，哦，我的朋友跟我讲了，就是有一位 Krishna 是我所崇拜的这个半神人的，更加这个上级的主管者。然后呢，如果是就是通过崇拜那个Krishna 的话呢，就能够得到更多的这个益处。那所以后来他就会在想，那既然有一。其实他就有可能会让自己成为这个 Krishna 的奉献者，他就会越对 Krishna 有这种兴趣，因为他在想，我如果是能够直接崇拜 Krishna 的话，能够得到更多的益处，那我为什么不这么做呢？
So let's recapitulate. Everything that exists is originated from Krishna.
那我们再来总结一下，就是所有一切存在的事物都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Everything that exists is expansion of Krishna's energies, manifestation of Krishna's energies.
那所有所存在的一切全部都是来自于主 Krishna 的能量的扩展。
But Krishna is aloof from his energies.
但是 Krishna 呢，他是超越于他的能量的。
So understanding this, how that is inconceivable oneness and difference between Krishna's his energies, this.Stimulate our reverence, awe and reverence, and eventually our devotion.
那所以，我们如果要知道主和他的能量之间又一又一的这个普世的原则的话，那么这个就可以更加的触动我们对于 Krishna 的敬畏之情。
Why we are stressing this again? Why Srila Prabhupada stressed this again and again in the Srimad Bhagavatam?
为什么圣典那个 Srila Prabhupada 会在圣典博迦瓦坛中一次又一次的强调这一点呢？
Why just doesn't talk about Krishna and his pastimes in Vrindavan? That's what we want to hear.
那为什么他不直接就讲 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光呢？因为我们大家都非常想听这些话题。
Because we are stuck within this material energy.
因为我们现在是深深的被陷在了这个物质能量之中。
And we are much affected by this material energy.
而且呢，我们也非常的被这个物质能量所影响。
So if you understand how these material energies are connected with the Supreme Lord and start to understand how Krishna is the essence of everything within this material existence, naturally we develop more and more attraction for Him.
所以呢，如果我们要是能够了解这个 Krishna 他是如何在这个物质世界啊无处不在的这样存在着的，然后我们也如果能够了解 Krishna 的这个能量的这种运作方式的话，那我们就很自然的能够越来越多的提升对他的情感了。
Yes, the goal of life is to develop a loving relationship with Krishna. Yes, that's the goal of life.
那当然，我们的生命的目标呢，的确是为了要培养出和主 Krishna 的满怀着爱的关系。
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to give this gift to all of us, and by his followers like Srila Prabhupada, we know that the goal of life is to develop a very loving, intimate, loving relationship with Krishna.
那么在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈之下，以及他的后人，比如说像 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈之下呢，现在我们终于明白了，就我们生命的目标呢，是为了要培养出和 Krishna 的爱的关系。
But we may be very far from develop that loving, pure love for Krishna.
但是呢，我们现在离培养出和 Krishna 的纯粹的爱的关系还很远。
That's why Srila Prabhupada said we should worship the Lord in awe and reverence.
那所以为什么是 Srila Prabhupada 就说我们应该是在敬畏之情下来崇拜 Srila Prabhupada 的
？Even though we know that the goal is to eventually develop a very intimate loving relationship with Him.
那虽然说我们知道最终的目标是为了要和 Krishna 建立起爱的关系。
But now we worship him in awe and reverence.
但是现在此时呢，我们是怀着敬意，怀着敬畏之情来崇拜他的。
We offer obeisance.
我们向他顶礼。
We offer prayers.
我们向他献上祈祷。
And we try to experience, feel his presence in everything very, very striking within everything that is essential in this material nature.
那然后呢，我们是在这个物质本性中的万事万物中去感受着它的存在。
So early in the morning, you see the sun rising or the sunshine. You say, "Oh, Surya Narayana, this is the Lord. This is a manifestation of the Lord."
那么清晨，当我们看到太阳的时候，见到阳光的时候，我们就会像Surya Narayana 来顶礼，哦，这是主的能量。
We drink some water when we are thirsty. Say, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna."
那么当我们渴的时候，就会喝水，然后呢，我们就会说 "Oh, Krishna, Krishna."
We see a beautiful flower. Oh, Krishna makes so many beautiful flowers, so fragrant. Let's take one to offer him.
那么当我们看到这些美丽的花朵的时候呢，我们就会说 "Oh, Krishna 绽放了这么美丽的花朵。让我们拿一朵花来献给 Krishna。
So by appreciating his material nature and see the connectiveness with Krishna, we develop an attraction for Krishna through the material nature.
那所以说呢，通过对物质能量的感激和赞赏之情，以及呢从物质能量和 Krishna 之间的这种连接中，使我们就会通过这个物质能量去感受到 Krishna。
Krishna, when you speak about this material nature, you say, Devi Esha Guna Mayi. Devi is my divine nature. He calls this material nature his divine nature.
当 Krishna 在菩萨梵歌里面，他说Devi Guna Krishna Mayi.
Devi Esha Guna Mayi.
Devi Esha Guna Mayi. 那么Krishna 他把这个物质能量称为 Devi， 称为是他自己的能量，神性的能量。
Divine energy.
神性的能量。
So it's Krishna's energy. So we should appreciate this divine energy of the Lord. Not try to use it or control it or try to enjoy it. No, use it connected with Krishna, using Krishna's service.
那所以说呢，这个物质能量是 Krishna 的神性的能量，所以呢，我们不应该去运用它，或者是去控制它，或者去享受它。 而是我们要把这个物质能量和 Krishna 相连接在一起，然后呢用这个物质能量去服务它。
Okay, let's we stop here.
我们的这个讲课呢就先停在这。
And let's go with the questions.
那我们现在来看一下问题哈。第一个问题是来自于庞吉东塔布的顶拜咕噜，翻译你好，主持人好，很好。博加梵歌说呢，没有欲望的祭祀是善良的属性，可是我经常听到有的人说可以向主祈祷物质的愿望，主也会满足这个人，我有点想不明白，恳求咕噜指点迷津。Please accept my very obeisances. My question is that in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sacrifice without any material desire, that is a sacrifice in the mode of goodness. However, I always heard people say that actually we can pray to the Lord and to fulfill our material desire. And actually, the Lord will fulfill this person's this material desire. So I'm a little bit confused about these contradictions here. So could you help me?
Yes. Yes, if you see the Lord as the one who provides for your material desires only, then, and if you pray to Him to satisfy your material desires, according to how much you deserve, He will satisfy your desires, certainly. Even beyond sometimes what you deserve, the Lord will satisfy your material desires.
那么是这样的，就如果你要是有这个物质愿望，然后呢，要向，然后又向主去为了这个物质愿望去祈祷的时候呢，那么主会根据您是否配得这个愿望而满足这个愿望，而且有的时候呢 ，Krishna 他还甚至于会满足您所祈求的愿望，要更多的愿望。
Krishna is already, even without you praying, Krishna is already satisfying your desires since the time you came to this material world.
事实上呢，自从你来到这个物质世界以后，即使您没有向他去祈求，他也已经在满足着您的物质欲望。
But yes, if a person prays to the Lord to satisfy his desires, he's already acknowledged that the Lord is the one who provides for everything. So that is the beginning of devotion.
但是如果一个人他知道向主去祈祷，然后呢去满足他的愿望的话，那也就意味着他其实已经知道了有一位主是为他提供他的所需的，所以这已经是奉爱的开始了。
So it's already a religious attitude.
那么所以呢，他这么做其实已经是一个很虔诚的有宗教心的态度。
This is the beginning of human life.
那所以呢，这是人类生命的开始。
Below this is just animal life.
但是比这个要就还没有做到这一点的呢，不过是动物的生活而已。
But there is higher than that.
但是呢，比这个还有更高的状态。
If we have knowledge that we are not this material bodies and we don't belong to this material world, then we should not pray the Lord to satisfy our material desires because we are not meant to be here. This is a temporary place.
那如果我们要是有了这种知识，知道我们并不是这具躯体，也不属于这个物质世界的话，那其实我们也就不会向主去祈求满足我们这些物质欲望了，因为我们这本来就不是我们所待的地方，这本来就是一个短暂的地方。
So then we may engage in activities and we perform our duties in life, but we do without material desires and we try to offer the result to the Lord before using for ourselves.
那然后这会儿呢，我们就会在从事我们的活动的时候呢，就不会依附于我们所活动的这个结果。而且呢，还会把我们所活动的这个内容呢供奉给主，在我们把它用在我们自己身上之前。
And gradually we develop loving devotion for the Lord and try to do what pleases to the Lord. Only use material energy only to please the Lord according to the Lord's desires.
那然后慢慢的我们就培养出了和主的这种情感。然后我们怎么做呢？我们就只有用主的这个物质的能量去从事能够满足主的快乐的活动。
So then we become a devotee of the Lord.
然后这样我们就成为了主的奉献者。
So when you are a devotee of the Lord and you know already the process to serve Him with love and devotion,
那所以当你成为了主的奉献者之后呢，这会儿你已经知道了，就是这个程序是什么，就是怀着爱和奉献之情去服务他。
If you pray to the Lord to satisfy your material desires, maybe the Lord will not satisfy them.
那然后这会儿你再向主去祈祷，祈祷他能够为你满足你的物质愿望的话，那这会儿可能主就不会满足你的物质愿望了。If
he sees, if he sees that the satisfaction of your material desires will entangle you more in material existence, he may not satisfy or fulfill those desires.
因为呢，他看到如果要是满足了你这个物质愿望的话，会更多的让你陷在这个物质存在的恐怖之中的话，那他可能就不会去满足你想要的这个物质愿望了。Means
the Lord will be more will not be just taking care of your material needs, but the Lord is taking care of your spiritual interest.
那也就意味着主呢，他其实不会那么的去关照你的物质上的兴趣。 而是不物质上的需求，而是会更多的去关照你的灵性的益处。
Because we are trying to become His devotee.
因为我们正努力着想要成为他的奉献者。
So next question.
Yeah, the next question is from this devotee, a class of members. 就是来自这一串数字的奉献者哈。 顶拜阿叔和老师们，有出席奉献者提问。 作为到了退休年龄，而且还是单身状态，才遇到Krishna知觉的人，可能在传播方面做不了很大的贡献。请问阿叔，我能不能通过规范四项基本原则的生活，在奉爱圈子里和志同道合的奉献者抱团养老，或者祈祷Krishna安排一个奉献者和我以婚姻的方式共同学习提升？ This devotee, she is asking, please accept my venerable obeisances to you. This is a question from a newcomer devotee, a neophyte devotee. It's not a beginner. And she said that I am already in the age of retirement and I'm still in the state of single. And then I got in touch with Krishna consciousness. So I don't think for the current state I can do much for the contribution of preaching. But my question is that if it's okay for me just to follow the regulative principles in this way to have my lifestyle and try to find some devotees in the Hare Krishna circle, we are in the similar mindset. In that case, we can help each other, assist each other to passing this senior stage of life, or if it's possible for Lord Krishna to arrange another devotee to marry me, in that case we can have a family to we can set up a family together. In that case we can practice and make improvements together.
Yeah, these are good wishes.
那这些都是很好的愿望。
You want to be an association of devotees. You want to engage your life in devotional service.
那因为你想和奉献者联谊，而且呢，你也希望能够用您的生活来进行对主Krishna的服务。
So I hope and pray that Krishna will fulfill your desires.
那所以呢，我希望，而且我也祈祷Krishna会满足你的愿望。
Be mindful that Krishna satisfies your desires if they can help you to improve in your Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，然后你也一定要注意到一点，就是 Krishna 他会帮助你去满足你的愿望，那是基于能够帮助你能够在 Krishna 知觉中取得进步的。
You have something to say? Okay.
Sorry, the alarm. Okay, now.
Yeah, but you can contribute to preaching, of course, by your own attitude. You can preach.
而且呢，就是关于传教这一方面的贡献，您可以根据您的态度，就是您的这种心态，其实是可以传教的。
You may not be an active preacher to go out and connect people, but you can always meet some people and try to to say something about Krishna, give them the holy name, Srila Prabhupada's books.
那也许你们可能不会说是非常活跃的到外面去遇到人去进行像Sankirtan这样的这个传教，但是呢，您也会遇到人，比如说像您家里面，然后呢，你也可以向他们来讨论关于 Krishna 的话题，以及把Srila Prabhupada的书籍给予他们，以这样的方式可以传教。Okay,
next question.
Next question from 淡然云笑Mataji。 并非必须接受启迪或从事启迪前要做的活动，只需要动嘴唇唱出圣名。如此，即便一个人处于最低的失狗者，也能够得到拯救。永恒的Chaitanya经第15章的第108世界，是否说不用启迪也可以呢？怎么能正确理解这句话 ？Okay, well, and I paraphrase what she said. She said that according to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that for a person, not necessary to get initiation, as long as he is moving his lips and chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name, and even for a very lowest caste person, even for the dog eaters, they also can be delivered. So my question is that isn't this means that no need to get initiation, or what is the right way to understand it?
Initiation helps us in our practice, makes our connection with the Lord to be stronger.
那其实呢，这个启迪是帮助我们和主之间的关系变得更加的坚定。
It's like you establish a contract with somebody, an agreement that I'm going to do this for you, and you do this for me, and they establish an agreement, and they agree to do that. But if you sign the contract, you really have a contract and sign, you feel more bound to fulfill that agreement. So the agreement between does not in initiation is a fact, but because in this Kali Yuga we take things for granted and we don't take much responsibility, so a contract is necessary, a diksha initiation is necessary, where we feel obliged to fulfill the terms of the agreement. It's an obligation, is taking a responsibility more seriously.
那就比如说，当我们在有一个合作项目的时候，我们如果要是签了合同，然后有了这个协议的话呢，那就会让我们变得更加的心定，就觉得就这个我们的之间的这个合作就能更好的进行下去。那么在这个卡利年代，那我们念诵这件事其实也不是那么的这个稳定，但是如果我们要是得到了Diksha，得到了Guru的启迪的话呢？ 就会使我们更加的坚定的会完成我们所承诺的事情。So,
but initiation is not what's going to save you.
但是呢，这个启迪它并不能够救你。You
can be initiated, but if you don't follow the rules of the terms of the contract of the agreement, you are not going to get anywhere.
就比如说，虽然说你得了启迪，但是你并不，就比如说签了这个合同，但是如果你要是不去履行这个合同里面的这些条款的话，那你是没有办法得到任何的结果的。So
to get a result, a devotional result, you have to follow the guidance of the spiritual master.
那所以说呢，就是为了要得到启迪的这个结果，你就必须要去遵循你的灵性导师所给你的指导。That's
why for initiation is just one person.
所以说呢，what do you mean for initiation?
For initiation, you have one guru, just one guru for initiation.
Okay. 那所以说呢，你要得到启迪，其实只需要一位guru启迪你。
Because, yeah, contract. You make a contract and make a promise in front of that particular guru. That particular guru is oftentimes the most important person to remind you about the agreement in the contract.
那然后呢，你呢，就和这位guru，就和这一位guru呢， 签下了这个协议，并且呢向他发下了誓言，承诺你要做什么做什么事情。但通常来说呢，就是这位咕噜是那个主要的来提醒你需要去履行在这个合同里面的哪些条款的那个人。
But you can have a multiple gurus who can teach you and encourage you to follow the terms of your agreement and develop devotion for the Lord.
但是呢，你还可以有很多很多的咕噜来教导你，来提醒你需要去这个履行你在这个合同里面所签的。
That's why you can have unlimited shiksha gurus, instructing gurus.
那所以说呢，您可以有无限多的 shiksha guru, 无限多的训示灵性导师。
Actually, we consider all other devotees as our shiksha gurus.
实际上是我们把所有的奉献者们全部都看作是我们的 shiksha guru.
Dhanakeli is my shiksha guru.
话说。
Yeah. There is Dina Tarini also there. She's also my guru.
Yeah, 比如说 Dina Tarini Mataji, 她就是我的 guru, 是我的 guru.
And I see so many faces of my Diksha guru, my Shiksha guru.
然后我还在这个摄像头上看到了这么多的奉献者的脸庞们，大家都是我的 Shiksha guru.
Everybody by their own example, by their own attitude, and think they act as gurus.
那所以所有的这些奉献者通过他的这个态度，通过他的身体力行的榜样，都是在以咕噜来行事。
Okay, next question.
Well, I see there was a message. Ranananda Maji 说他听不见没声，你现在能听见了吗？不好意思啊，才刚看到你的这个信息。One of the devotees sent a private message to me, say that she cannot hear the sound. I pray that she can hear now. 大人像妈吉说，念诵、听课、学习的时候呢，是个体灵魂在做吗？还是大自然在做？当说我们看这个世界是个体灵魂在看吗？在做奉爱服务的时候，是个体灵魂和超灵在做什么呢 ？Okay, well, this Mataji is asking, when we are chanting, when we are hearing the lectures, and when we study, are all of the things has been done by the individual souls, or is the material nature is doing all of this? And when we see we are seeing this word, is that the individual soul is visualizing this, and when doing the devotional service, is that as an individual soul are doing that? And also, but what the super.
I think you have to repeat. You have to repeat.
Yeah, quite. Basically, her question is that while we're doing all of the activities, for example, when we're chanting, when we're hearing the lectures, when we're studying, or when we see this word, when we see all of the things in front of us, and when we render the devotional service, who are doing this? Is that the individual souls are doing this, or the material natures are doing this? And also, at the same time, what the super soul is doing?
In the material world, we are not active.
那么在这个物质世界，其实我们是不是活跃的状态的。
We cannot manipulate material energy.
我们其实是不能够去操纵物质能量的。
We don't have any control over material energy.
我们对于物质能量没有任何的控制。
But because of illusion, we pretend.
但是由于这个错觉，使得我们假装我们都能做这些事儿。
We think we are doing.
我们觉得我们是在做。
It's like a small child is trying to walk, and the father comes from behind.And grabs his arms and starts helping him to walk. The child is thinking he's walking on himself, but actually is because of the father is holding him.
就好像这个要在学走路的这个幼童，当他在走路的这个时候呢，他觉得他是在走路，但其实呢是他的父亲在他后面，在抓着他的两个胳膊，在帮着他走。但这小孩觉得自个是在自个在走。
So material energy is working under the direction of Krishna.
但是呢，所以呢，这个物质能量呢是在主 Krishna 的指导之下在运行。
But he acts in a particular way to satisfy our desires.
但是呢，他是以一种特定的方式来行动，来满足我们的愿望。
So if you see our, if you notice, we have our desires and things are happening according to our desires more or less, then if you don't know that Krishna is behind everything and this everything is Krishna's energy, like we studied today, then you're going to think that we are doing what we are doing. Actually, it's material energy doing.
那如果要是我们又是有一些愿望，然后呢，我们这个愿望又得到了满足，那我们并没有了解到说这一切其实都是 Krishna 在后面的这个操作，就好像我们今天所谈到的是 Krishna 的这个能量在操控出这一切的话，那我们就会自己觉得是我们做出了所有这件事情，是我们的愿望满足了。
But actually everything is done by material energy under the direction of Krishna.
但是实际上所有的这一切全部都是在 Krishna 的指导之下由物质能量完成的。
Material energy cannot function by itself.
但是物质能量呢，它不能够就是凭着自己的力量来从事活动。
It needs the Lord to control it.
所以呢，物质能量它是需要主来控制它的。
And the Lord does not make material energy move by being personally here to do everything.
但是呢，主他不需要亲自来这儿来使物质能量进行活动。
Like the king does not need to go to every department to rule the government. It has his appointed ministers.
那么就好像是这个国王，他不需要去到每一个部门去从事所有的活动，他只要有他的大臣去完成这些活动就好了。
嗯。So the demigods are appointed ministers of Krishna to make material energy move in different ways.
所以说呢，就是这个由就是这个 Krishna 他就指导着他的这些物质能量，就比如说就像是这些大臣们以各种各样不同的方式在进行运作的。
So the demigods are in charge of every single movement in material energy.
那么在这个物质能量的任何的一举一动都是由半神人所完成的，就是在半神人的指导下完成的。
Like when you have a itching in your nose and you do like this, if there is a demigod in charge of the itching and the other one who moves your finger.
那就比如说我这个鼻子如果是痒痒，然后呢我的这个手指头要这么晃晃，其实就是由于是半神人他知道了我这个手指头这样是揉鼻子的。
So,Any movement of material energy is controlled by a particular demigod.
那所以说呢，在这个物质世界的任何的一举一动，它全部都是由半神人来控制的。
That's why there are 33 million demigods.
那所以就为什么有三千万的半神人？
Because there are so many activities. Every little activity in your body is under the control of a particular demigod.
因为有太多的活动了，就是在我们的身体里面所做出的任何的一个微小的举动，它全部都是由半神人来控制的。
Next question.
The next question from Sumukhi Lala Maharaji, 顶拜阿叔翻译和奉献者们，顶拜您。新人请教阿叔，心意假我和智性也是在主的，也是主的能量吧？这个看到假我和心意的各种诉求和思辨，是个体灵魂还是超灵？还有声音的提示，之所以让你不停的听课、念诵、学习，就是让你能够把注意力安住在 Krishna 的身上。你得被主吸引，否则你就去感官享乐了。我现在的灵魂是否已经醒过来了呢？在灵性是灵性在做服务，还是在假我在做？怎么区分？Actually, this is a cluster of questions, but all of them are connected. So maybe I just read all of them to you, and you can.
Okay.
Okay.Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances. This is a question from a new devotee. The question is like this. Mind, force, ego, and the intelligence are also the energy of the Lord. Is that right? And
let's go one by one. Yeah, it's all right. It's true. It's a subtle material energy.
是的，是的，是的。智性、心意和假我的确都是主的精微的能量。
It's material energy that constitutes our subtle body. Sorry.
这么说，它是这个物质能量，它这个组成了我们的精微躯体。
Okay, next.
下面是下面一个问题啊，假我。
When we see the false ego and my mind, they have all kinds of needs, and they have all kinds of arguments. Is this has been done by the individual soul or the super soul?
This is our independence. False ego is what we develop. False ego is our false identification with matter.
那个假我是自己创造出来的，这是我们所创造出来的一个虚假的身份。
So is our identification with this material body, this is false ego.
那所以呢，就是我们对于我们的这个躯体的认同，这个是假我。
And in order to connect with material energy, the Lord gives us a material mind and material and intelligence that to connect with our gross body.
那然后呢，这个主他就给了我们一个物质的心意，然后这个物质的心意呢和我们的物质的躯体就连接在了一起。
So in the mind we develop desires and feelings and then the body, the senses act upon the desires in the mind.
那然后呢，在这个心意里面呢，就产生了欲望，然后呢，我们的这个身体呢，又通过这个感官把这个欲望给行动出来。So
these things are there because the soul has developed the false identity with the body. That's why the soul has we have a material mind and material intelligence. But with this material mind intelligence, we can only operate our material thinking or desiring or feeling what happens in the material gross body.
嗯，就是这个物质的，就是这个灵魂，它因为有了这样的愿望，然后呢，它就产生了这个物质的躯体和物质的这种心意，但是呢，只有就是。 这个物质的躯体和心意呢，它只能去从事这些物质的这个活动。Okay,
let's say the mind and intelligence is the means the soul have to be connected with the gross body we have.
嗯，OK，就是我们的心意和智性是使我们的这个，我想这个怎么说啊？就是这个。
It's a bridge, like a bridge, a connecting means between the soul and the gross body.
呀呀呀！就这个心意和智性，它就好像是一个桥一样，把这个灵魂和我们的这个粗糙的躯体给连接了起来。So
when we have a false ego, then mind and intelligence is connected with the false ego, means identification with the body.
嗯，那所以说呢，当我们有了这个假我的时候呢，那也就意味着这个心意和智性和这个身体连接在了一起，使得这个身体它就有一个身份的认知。
Okay, next question.
这个问题是，看到假我和心意的各种需求思辨是个体灵魂传。还有个声音在提示说，之所以让你不停的听课、念诵、学习，就是让你能够把注意力安住在 Krishna 身上，你得被主吸引，否则就去感官享乐了。我现在的灵魂是否可以醒来？ So this devotee said that there was a sound. Kind of remind her all the time that that's the reason to make you to continuously to hear the lectures, chanting the holy name and study is because through this way to put your focus on Lord Krishna. And in this case, you can be attracted by the Lord. Otherwise, you will go to do the things for sense gratifications. I wonder if my soul right now has been awakened or not.
Is in the process of awakening, and this voice is like the super soul whispering and giving you good ideas according to what we have read in Srila Prabhupada's books or heard from your guru or lectures. So it's just reminding you of your duties as a devotee.
那其实呢，就是这是一个正在醒来的过程，就这个灵魂呢，它超灵，它在你的这个耳边，在向你提示着这些好的信息。那么 我们在咕噜那儿所听到的这些讲课的信息，还有从释迦帕巴的这个书中所获得的这些信息，都是在告诉我们如何能够成为一个好的奉献者。
So this voice is the instructions, the guidance of the Lord in the heart.
那所以说呢，就是这些声音呢，都是我们的一些启示，都是在我们的内心中的祈祷。就是有位这位妈妈姐，您是开了您的屏幕共享是吗？对的，那妈妈姐，您是开了屏幕共享是吗？麻烦你把它关掉一下好不好？
Okay, next question.
Yeah, because I'm in the full screen, I cannot see the question.
Okay, it's okay now. You can reduce.
Okay, no, okay. 是灵魂在做服务还是假我在做服务？ Is the soul is rendering the devotional service or the false ego is doing the devotional service?
No, it's the soul. When we engage in devotional service, then...It's not material energy. We are using material energy in Krishna's service. So it's the soul. This is the activity of the soul proper.
那么这个，当我们在从事奉爱服务的时候，其实是灵魂它在恰当的在做，它是在用这个物质能量在做服务。
If we are doing exactly as we are told, if you are doing with our own material interests, and when our material interests interfere,Then material energy is interfering, is not the soul itself, is the false ego. So we have a combination where sometimes we are really acting as a soul, engaging in pure devotional service. Sometimes it's material energy because we are acting with material attachment, with material motivations.
但是有的时候呢，其实我们是因为有物质的依附，然后呢，我们有这种物质的动机。所以说呢，我们这会儿呢是在用这个物质能量在做事情，但是我们其实是有这个结合的这样的双方面的这种状态的。就有的时候呢，我们是在物质的依附的情况下在从事物质的活动，但有的时候呢，我们的灵魂又是在去从事对主的奉爱服务。
So when we are really engaging devotional service by following the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and guidance of the devotees.Then yes, this is the soul acting.
但是如果我们要是真的在释迦牟尼的书籍或者在奉献者的指导之下在从事活动的时候，这会儿在从事的奉爱服务，这会儿是灵魂在。
And we should do without any personal motivation, only for Krishna's pleasure.
而且呢，在我们在做这个奉爱服务的时候呢，是应该是在没有任何的其他的动机的情况下去做这个事情，只是为了 Krishna 的快乐而做。
Next question.
Next question from Krishna Hari. Krishna Hari Prabhu, Dinvai Krishna Baladev Prabhu, 感恩翻译和主持，谢谢您。请问我一个人在街上派书的时候，通常派很短的时间就不想派了，或者不能够给恰当的应答别人的问题，该怎么办呢？Please accept my humble obeisances to you, Krishna Baladev Prabhu. My question is that sometimes I distribute books on the street just by myself. And with very short time, I just don't feel like to distribute a book anymore. Or sometimes I cannot properly answer the questions asked by whoever. So what should I do?
Well, if you cannot answer very well to the questions,People ask you, you can always tell, I'm learning this science, but if you read this book, all your questions are going to be answered.
如果您要是没有办法回答人家给您提出的问题的话，你就会说，哎呀，我现在正在学习这门科学。如果您要是阅读这本书的话呢，所有您的问题都能够得到解答。
Because I have so many questions and I found all the answers in this book.
那因为呢，我有好多的问题，但是呢，我就在这些书籍里面找到了所有的答案。
Particularly the question how to be happy, really, that's what we find, the answer we find in this book.
特别是怎么能够让自己变得快乐，我们是真的能够在这个书籍里面找到这个答案。
How to be successful in life.
然后如何在这个生活中能够取得成功。
This I can guarantee you, this book will answer all these questions.
这个我是能够跟您保证，这个书籍是一定能够回答这样的问题的。
Better take it now because we have only a few in stock and we are giving them away today, so take advantage.
那我想你最好还是今天就能够拿到这个书，因为呢我们就是没有多少了，所以但我们今天呢会把它派给大家，所以您今儿就最好能够抓住这个机会。
Yeah, you can tell a lie if it's for the purpose of making them take a book. You can tell anything, something like this.
那就是如果您是以为了让他们得到这本书为目的的话呢，有的时候撒个小谎也是可以的。
Of course, we don't exaggerate too much, but very little lies like this you can in order to encourage the person. It's like in business. The business person has to tell a lie. Today I'm not making any profit. We are giving cost price, so please take. But they are always making profit. They have to. So we also want to sell them and we want them to get the book. So you should try to convince them to get the book somehow or other.
但是呢也不要太夸大其词，可是呢我们因为目的是为了要让大家能够得到这本书，所以说呢我们可以有的时候塞一点小谎是没问题的，就好像这个做生意的人会说，哎呀我今天可是这个挥泪大减价，我一点儿没有这个赚钱，但其实这个生意人他其实永远都是赚钱的，但是他就会卖出这个东西而怎么说。
Sometimes you feel a little down and you don't want to continue to distribute, then just sit down in a park or somewhere and chant a little bit or read Srila Prabhupada's book and then you get the encouragement to go back and continue.
那有的时候当您觉得有点沮丧或者是有点懈怠不想再拍书的时候，那这会儿您就让自己找一个公园，然后让自己歇一会儿，然后在这儿念点诵，然后呢再读一读书，这会儿呢你就蓄积一些更多的力量，然后你就可以再继续去看书了。
Be mindful that this is an activity that pleases very much Srila Prabhupada.
但是我们一定要内心想着这件事，就是拍书这件事情呢是非常非常取悦Srila Prabhupada的一个行为。
And this is the best way to advance in Krishna consciousness.
而且呢这个是最好的在 Krishna 知觉中取得进步的方式。
So,Thank you for doing that service.
那所以呢，非常感谢您做这个服务。
This is our best preaching.
这个是我们最好的传教的方式。
Okay, next question.
下面一个问题是来自于 Dina Tarini Ma 的记者 ，Hare Krishna， 顶拜阿叔的莲花族，顶拜翻译和主持人，顶拜您，请教阿叔，圣帕帕德在《不再放歌》第十三章的第十八十节的要旨里说呢，超灵意即至尊人格守神。那为什么觉悟到超灵还不是最高的觉悟呢？法坛中说非人格主义者要比功利性活动者要好，为什么？非人格主义者和假象宗主义者两个概念不是很清楚，两者的区别有哪些？ Dina Harini Mataji said that Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet.
Not your lotus feet.
然后阿叔说也顶拜您的莲花足。然后my question is that In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse number 18, Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentioned that the super soul actually is a supreme personality of Godhead. Then why, when we realize the super soul, that's not the highest realization? And also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that for the impersonalist actually is higher than the fruitive activity workers. Why is that? I am a little bit
Okay, let's go for the first part.
Okay.
Yeah, the super soul is Krishna.
超灵就是 Krishna.
It's Krishna. It's Krishna's partially expansion.
那超灵呢？它是 Krishna 的部分的扩展。
Is acting as our guide. Is acting as our maintainer.And that the one who provides and the one who witness all our activities.
那么他呢，就像是我们的维系者，像是我们的指导者。那他呢，其实是在维系着我们所有的活动。他就是他是在操纵着我们所有的这些活动。
So he's in a position of God, the supreme controller.
那所以说呢，这个超灵他是处在神的位置上的，就处在这个之间的控制者的位置上的。
When we want to develop a loving relationship with Krishna, loving service to Krishna, then we will see the super soul as Krishna himself.
那么当我们在为主进行这个充满了爱的奉爱服务的时候，我们就可以看到这个超灵就是 Krishna 本人。
But a yogi, if he's not well informed and he realizes the super soul, either he identifies with the super soul, or if he has association of devotees, then he realizes that he should serve the super soul and he become a devotee.
那作为瑜伽师，他在冥想的时候呢，他要不然就看到了超灵。然后呢，或者他跟奉献者联谊，然后使他明白了他需要服务超灵，这样他就成为了奉献者。
Or he can identify himself as the super soul.
或者他把自己认同于超灵。
Here I am. I have seen myself.
那他就会觉得啊，我现在看到了我自己。
So this can happen.
那所以这也是会发生的。
So.The super soul, with the super soul, we don't have a loving relationship.
那所以说呢，如果是和超灵来说呢，我们和超灵之间是没有一个爱的关系的。
It's only with the original form of the Lord as Krishna.
所以我们只有和 Krishna 主的这个最原初的这个形象 Krishna 之间才会有这种爱的关系。
That's why this is not the highest realization of the Lord.
那也就是为什么这个并不是主的最高的觉悟。
The other part of the question?
The other part of the question is that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said that the impersonalism is higher than the fruitive activities. Why is that?
Because fruitive activities, we are still engaged in material activities, we're still stuck.In the cycle of birth, death, old age of disease, I mean you are still identified with material energy.
因为这个功利性活动，它依然还是在物质能量的驱使下在从事着活动，那也就意味着它依然还是受到生老病死的束缚的。
And to be situated in Brahman, it's already freedom from material existence, freedom from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease.
那么这个当有了这个凡的觉悟的时候呢，也就意味着已经出离了物质的存在，已经摆脱了生老病死。
So is no more material existence in Brahman.
所以说呢，在凡里面呢，已经没有物质的存在了。
But there is not yet realization of our real individuality and our loving relationship with Krishna either.
但在这会儿的时候呢，还并没有觉悟到我们真正的个体性，个体性也没有觉悟到还有至尊主的人格性。
So there is only realization of our eternal existence.
那么就在这会儿呢，只有我们的永恒的存在的这么一个觉悟。
Next question.
下面就是，这个问题，非人格主义者和假象宗主义者两个概念不太清楚。Oh, she said that for the impersonalist and the Mayavadi, I am not very clear in between of these two concepts. What are the differences in between of the impersonalist and the Mayavadi?
Mayavadis and impersonalists, they are all impersonalists.
这个非人格主义者和假象宗人士，他们都是非人格主义者。
But Mayavadis, they think that when the Lord comes to the material world, is just an illusion, is a product of material energy.
但是 Mayavadi 他们认为，当主他来到物质世界的时候呢，这不过是一个错觉，不过是物质能量的产物。
They say everything is an illusion, including the form of the Lord in this material world or this idea of individual soul. It's all an illusion because reality is that we are all Brahman, spiritual energy.
他们就说在这个物质世界所显现的所有的一切，包括主的人格形象以及包括这个个就是个体性，全部都是虚幻的，
因为唯一的真实就是和凡的合一。
The impersonalists also have this concept, but they only because they are impersonalists, they are attracted to Brahman because they don't have much information about the Supreme Lord, but they don't see, they don't despise or don't minimize the importance of the Supreme Lord. They just don't know.
但是这个非人格主义者呢，他的情况这不太一样。他的情况呢，是他因为对于至尊主的人格的这个信息不是特别的了解，但是呢，他不会去减损主的人格性，他只是不知道而已。
The Mayavadis are offenders.
所以说呢 ，Mayavadi 是冒犯者
，whereas impersonalists are not.
可是呢，非人格主义者并不是冒犯者。
Shukadeva Goswami was an impersonalist.
比如说 ，Shukadeva Goswami 他就是一位非人格主义者。
And he became a devotee.
但是呢，他成为了一名奉献者。
And a great devotee.
而他成为了一名非常伟大的奉献者。
The four Kumaras were impersonalists.
这个四库玛尔兄弟们他们也是非人格主义者。
But in contact with the personal form of the Lord, they became great devotees.
但是呢，当他们和主的人格形象相接触了之后呢，他们就成为了非常伟大的奉献者。
So they are advanced souls. Impersonalists, they are advanced souls who are realizing Brahman. Whereas Mayavadis, they don't realize anything.
那所以说呢，这个非人格主义者他们其实是非常伟大的灵魂，然后他们觉悟到了凡。但是 Mayavadi 他们其实什么也没有觉悟到。
Because they are offenders.
因为他们是冒犯者。
In order to attain Brahman, you need the mercy of Krishna.
但是呢，为了要达到凡觉，是需要得到 Krishna 的仁慈的。
How can you receive His mercy if you are an offender?
那如果你要是一个冒犯者的话，你怎么能够得到仁慈呢？
So that's why you have to stay away from Mayavadis.
好，那所以说呢，大家一定要远离 Mayavadi。
Okay, next question.
Next question from Radha Nan. 首先庞吉东 Mataji 说呢，非常感谢您。Mataji, 庞吉东 said that thank you very much for your guidance. You answered her question previously. But the next question from Radha Nanda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬亚达叔，爱神信神的具体表现是什么？谢谢您 Mataji。The question from Ananda Maharaj is that Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very deep humble obeisances to you, my dearest Ashu. So my question is that what are the performances for loving the God and believing in the God? What are the symptoms?
What are the symptoms? The symptom is that you become attracted to the Lord and you give up the desire for sense gratification. When you see that you have less desire for sense gratification, it means that your attachment for the Lord is increasing.
那这个表现就是，当您就是对就是对这个物质的感官享乐的活动的依附越来越少的时候，这会儿就意味着您对神的爱就正在加深。
And the more we become attached to serve Krishna, the more we become detached from material sense enjoyment.
那么当我们越依附于去服务主的时候，我们也就越加的弃离对感官享乐的依附了。
We feel more free, more satisfied.
然后这会儿呢，我们就会觉得更加的自由，觉得更加的满意。
And then gradually we become free from all contaminations within the heart.
然后这样我们就越来越慢慢的逐渐的就从我们内心的这些污染中摆脱了出来。
We become more steady in our devotional practice.
而且呢，我们就变得在我们的奉爱服务中更加的稳定。
We develop really a very high taste for devotional activities.
然后呢，我们就真的就发展出了对于奉爱活动的品味。
Like chanting, hearing about Krishna, associating with devotees.
比如说呢，念诵啊，聆听关于 Krishna 的话题啊，和奉献者的联谊啊，等等。
And then gradually, we'll manifest ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna, which come later on.
然后慢慢的呢，我们就会慢慢的产生出对 Krishna 的 极爱的这些真相。
It's a gradual process.
但是呢，这是一个循序渐进的过程。
But we have to follow it properly under proper guidance.
那但是呢，我们必须要在一个非常恰当的指导之下去恰当的去做才可以。
It's a process that requires a lot of dedication, lot of attention.
但是呢，这个程序呢是需要我们有很多的倾注，有很多的这个dedication and
attention.
对，就是我们要倾注很多的精力，而且呢也要很专注才可以。
And we have to be very sincere in our motives.
而且呢，我们要非常的这个认真的我们的这个动机。
You have to pay your bills. You have to pay your bills.
对不起。
We're going to have to keep the last questions for next time because it's already past 9:30.
Okay. Let me see. There were 3 more questions.
We keep for next time. Just tell me rather to copy them somewhere and we can have them again. Otherwise, when you close this window, we're going to lose the questions. So they have to copy them.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, 现在大家现在是这样的，由于阿叔现在已经9:30都多了，所以呢，我们后面的这3个问题呢，就下一周再来解答。然后阿叔，请苏穆提拉的妈姐一定要把这几个问题要把它给拷贝下来，否则的话，咱们这个 Zoom 的这个房间一关掉之后呢，所有的这些问题都没有了，都不在了。
Thank you very much for your nice questions.
所以非常非常感谢大家的这么好的问题。
Thank you everybody for being there. It was was very nice to see many of you.
那然后非常感谢大家今天来参与这一讲课，而且呢能够见到这么多奉献者，非常的开心。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
Ashu ki jai.那百昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们的非常亲切耐心的讲述，感恩 Sumukhi Rana Maji 为我们安排的这个平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。 Hare Krishna Krishna